truth first. Starting with truth. Before we can proceed anywhere on anything, a trip, building a bridge, solving a world economic problem, we must gather all the information we need, and it must be correct. For our trip, we need to know the actual location of roads and hotels, not where they used to be or where we hope they are. For our bridge, we need to know the actual strength of our bolts and the load capacity of our I-beams. To solve an economic problem, we need to know who really did what, who really is doing what, and what is really being paid for what. If any information is in question, we must ascertain what is true, what is correct. Many facts taught in school have turned out to be incorrect. It is good, prudent, and proper to question what is true and what is not. To succeed in any endeavor, we must start with truth first. 2 + 3 = 5, not 7, not 5.5, not 5.003. Whether we like it or not, whether we want it to be true or not, whether we believe it or not. People can debate the meanings of 2, 3, 5, plus, and equals. For example, 2 could actually represent 2.01, 2.04, or 1.96, rounded. When added to 3, this could equal 5.01, 5.04, or 4.96, all of which can be represented by 5.0, but none by 5.00. This is simply the truth of the matter. When it comes to qualities, such as extroversion or intelligence or aggression, one must define how each quality is measured. Extroversion might be defined by the E-score on the Myers-Briggs Personality Assessment. Intelligence might be measured by the score on the Wechsler Adult Intelligence Scale. One might define aggression as determined by the number of times someone does these particular actions in this particular situation, as observed by these trained researchers. All statements can be refuted by assigning a different meaning or measuring tool to terms in the original statement. The Old Testament forbids charging usury, which meant interest in any amount. In order to practice usury without censure, people redefined usury to mean unreasonable interest, so whatever one thought was reasonable would be okay. This redefinition, in effect, nullified the original law. If someone redefines green to mean the color pink, the statement "grass is green" becomes false. To determine whether a statement is true, we must take the time to comprehend the definitions implicit in that statement. Sometimes people assume everyone knows what they mean and forget that definitions are even necessary. There have been endless debates about whether God exists, yet people rarely define what they mean by the term God. One person means one thing, someone else means something different, so the arguments lead nowhere. If we believe that 2 + 3 = 7, or 5.5, or anything other than 5, then when we try to build a bridge or solve an economic problem, we're going to run into insurmountable difficulties. No matter how benevolent our intentions, how capable our workers, or how sincere our beliefs or prayers, we will not be successful. Our failure would simply be a natural consequence of untruth. It's impersonal. Problems will persist until we learn and accept the truth of the matter. Beliefs and prayers cannot make 2 + 3 = 7. Acknowledging facts in three-dimensional reality is the starting point of truth and of sanity. Psychotherapists heal mental illness by speaking the truth at the appropriate time, dispelling untruth that the patient believed. All good psychotherapy combats lies. Evil starts with an untruth and lies continually, if subtly, thereafter. One of the artifices of evil is to induce people to believe that truth does not exist. To eliminate evil, one must start with revealing the truth first. Note, where duality exists, evil exists. An unpleasant truth is preferable by far to a pleasant lie. Untruth eventually thwarts our efforts and impedes our success. It can blindside us if we don't pay attention. If we face the truth early on, we can adjust our goal or path and actually make progress. If we foolishly proceed based on untruth, our foundation eventually collapses. By its very nature, the light of truth eliminates darkness and ignorance. Truth is important. We can't get anywhere without it. Without truth, there can be no justice, no rightness, no dharma, no pono. Without truth, there can be no love. Without truth, there can be sentiment, emotion, wishes, imagination, belief, but not love. To figure out what is true, we must look at what actually is, what one actually does, at the actual fruits. The Donut Machine Story. Just outside New York City is a huge rocket to the moon. It has a big flashing sign at the entrance that says, "Rocket to the Moon." It looks just like a rocket to the moon. Inside are many armed guards, scientists with security clearances, and equipment with flashing lights of many colors. It has a budget for a rocket to the moon, which is approved by Congress every year. News reporters write stories about the rocket to the moon nearly every week. It has had several scheduled launch dates, which have always been postponed so far. It has a rocket to the moon souvenir shop for tourists. Do you know what it does every day? It makes donuts, which the people of New York eat for breakfast. What is it? It is a donut machine. It thinks it is a rocket to the moon. It looks like a rocket to the moon. It wants to be a rocket to the moon. People say it is a rocket to the moon. But actually, it is a donut machine. To find out what someone actually is or wants, look at what one actually does. People always do what they really want to do. If they want something but do something else, it's because they wanted the something else more. What they think they are, what they say they are, and what they want to be are irrelevant. Look at the donut, what they actually do.